Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Yo, easy people. Before we get into this episode of Arms House to Your Mum's House, the first half is filmed on location. There was a mad humming noise in the background from some fucking filter system up the other side, so I had to overprocess it to get rid of that hum. So please excuse the overprocessing on the first half of this. I mean, it's okay though, it should be all right. Second half we do from home, so that's all good. Enjoy.
Arms house to your mum's house. Arms house to your mum's house. Arms house to your mum's house.
Give him a clap. Arms house to your mum's house.
What's going on, party people? Episode 83 of Arms House to Your Mother's House.
Dangerous looking cloudage.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
Hopefully we'll be all right. Yo, stick a sticker on there, man.
Oh, yo, I've got an Arms House sticker. What's up, party people?
Much love to Diamond D for last week, man, for hooking up, man. Killer. He was a very chatty guy, man.
You We're sitting on the crates.
We had to shut him up every 5 minutes. No, I'm just kidding.
Talkative guy.
Nah, he's a lovely bloke. He didn't have to do that for us, man. So much love to him. With my fucking lighter. I'm stressed today,
man. I'm at this event. He's been talking about a vintage.
I'm stressed,
He's brought us out here, lastminute.com.
This is the Cashel wall. We've spoken about it a couple times already. The Funky Five wall. I'll show you the Funky Five. This is the Cashel wall. I'll show you the Cashel, what these walls are named after. West London hotspots. They've been around for a long time. It's all changed now. They got this fucking fence up now. Didn't used to be there.
Shit, new fencing.
And a fucking... No, me, but I'll do a little walkthrough down the wall. You can check out some of the graph that's on there. Big up the 439ers and all the crew. I know Diet's got something on there, I think, as well. Man, you try and do something nice for someone, yeah?
Tell me.
My cousin came today, yeah? So I was like, yeah, I'll come pick you up from the Heathrow, from the airport. I'll come pick you up.
Mudlag.
Not Mudlag. My other cousin, yeah? Fuck me, man. Heathrow, man. Oh, yeah, big up Bastia and Spill and Pilar, all them lot. They all got dubs all the way along up there, all the M4 and M40. And
big up all the motorway lads.
Yeah, a couple other heads as well, I can't remember.
Wait, so he, what did he want?
She,
what did she want? To take you to pick her up?
I offered.
Okay.
Terminal 2, you know what I mean, like 10 a.m., whatever. Drive down there now.
Today,
this morning. And, you know... I don't understand why. Tell me why. Anyone in the comments now, explain to me why I have to pay £5.
Tell me why.
Why do I have to pay £5 to pick someone up? I didn't park. I didn't stay for long. I just literally went, picked them up.
Pick someone up.
But even worse, I come off the motorway, go into Heathrow. The Terminal 2 bit is that way, and the Terminal 3 bit is that way. And I'm like, oh, shit, I found out I was in the Terminal 3 bit. And oh, so I had to go round. Fiverr.
Is this? Heathrow.
Because I went through Terminal 3, and I had to go round again just to get to the Terminal 2 bit. And now I got to pay twice, because I went through the pickup zone in Terminal 3. And the fucking dude, I said to him, look, I came down here by accident. I got to go to Terminal 2. Are they still going to charge me for this? And he was like, yeah, mate, if you call this number, maybe they'll fuck. I'm like, fuck you, man.
So, that would drive me so fucking mental.
Yeah, for that shit. Yeah. Anyway, whatever. Pick them up, take them home.
But
whatever.
Wait. You want to get Terminal 2?
Yeah.
What was the first £5 for?
Because I took the wrong journey.
You went to Terminal 3.
I had to go through Terminal 3 and round back to Terminal 2.
Well, do you have to get a ticket and pay? Or
catches on camera, so there's nothing you can do about it. Fucking piss take, man. And why is there a charge? Why? Are they trying to deter people from driving there, picking people? People are going to come and pick them up. No, it's been like that for fucking ages, man. It's been like that for ages. It used to be £3, then it went up to £4, and now it's £5.
Can you do passenger drop-off?
Yeah, but you got to pay fiver, minimum.
To drop someone off?
Even just, if you just breathe in the Heathrow, you got to pay a fiver. Fit it. End of story.
Fucking cunts.
Cunts. Anyway, that happened this morning. Now, we wanted to get this done before the England match. This is Sunday, England playing. Who are they playing?
Slovakia.
Theme cares.
Serbia.
Theme cares. Slovakia. He cares more about these millionaire fucking nonces with their fucking hair like that, yeah? Kicking a leather thing around the thing. He cares about that more than he cares about Arms House. Yeah? Just remember that. Yeah?
That is not true.
So?
That is not true.
What do you mean? Are you trying to argue? No, I'm just kidding. And
what time is it for the people then? For the people then, it's 6:55.
Yeah.
This is lastminute.com. The game starts at 8 o'clock.
You keep saying lastminute.com like we've never done a lastminute.com. Every episode is lastminute.com. Every location we've been to. Well, maybe bar one or two. What happened to my lighter? Because if I don't toke this cigarette, I'm literally going to fucking...
It's there. You're sitting on it.
Oh, fuck.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway.
Halas.
And after that, yeah? Now, I was going to... Because we were going to do this earlier, but then my mum's goes, I need you to go to Knightsbridge to get some medicine for me, yeah?
Why is it in Knightsbridge?
Because my cousin who's here, and then I got another cousin.
My cousin!
I've got a rich cousin, super duper rich cousin. They got a house just behind Harrods. I think my new least favourite part of London is fucking Knightsbridge and Harrods.
Yeah.
I rear-ended someone, Matt, in a fucking next-level Mercedes. Yeah, because I'm trying to hurry. Yeah, I'm like, fuck, if I don't get back here by 6, Theme's not going to want to record the pod. And we're going to have to do it Tuesday or Wednesday. Everything's going to be last minute. I got to edit it quickly. You know what I mean? So I just really wanted to get it done today. Yeah, so I'm rushing, looking at the map on the phone. Everything's one way. All the streets are this narrow. And literally, there's billion-dollar cars all the way along. And I'm just driving down this narrow bit. Cars in front of me. And then all I hear is like that. I'm like, fuck. And I look in front of me and it's a fucking, this next level Mercedes, like silver. Fucking,
you went into the top.
Yeah, like an idiot, man. It was my fault completely. And I was like, nah. I open the door. I get out. I'm like, fuck, like that. Yeah. And I look, nothing. Not even a scratch. But it was like, I felt it, you know what I mean? And there was a woman driving it, and I was like, I'm so sorry. Oh my God, you must be scared. Like, you know, I didn't mean it. Oh,
was
man,
she a Habibi? Is it Habibi?
I think she wasn't Arabic. Because I was like, oh, I'll give you my number, yeah? And I gave her a fake phone number. And then she calls me, yeah? And she's like, your phone isn't on, your phone. I'm like, yeah, well, you know, like, give me your number. And she gives me her number, and then I call her. So she's got my number. And then I take a picture of the back of her car because I didn't want her trying it going home and fucking give me some shit. There was nothing on her car. I'll show you now. Look, there's nothing on her car. And but then I noticed, and then I said, okay, look, you got my number. All good. I jump in the car and I drive.
What's she driving?
I don't know, some next level Mercedes.
Next level thing.
I'll show you. It's on there. It's not next level. Trust me. Jesus, there are Knightsbridge. There are many next level cars.
What were you doing? You were on your phone.
Yes. What is that? CLA 180, whatever that is.
Mercedes C-Class. Is that the back?
That's the back. You see nothing?
Yeah, good. Probably just crumpled the bumper and then popped out again.
Is it? Yeah, maybe. I hope.
Like, a bumper did its job.
Yeah. Anyway, I was shitting myself, yeah. Just stressing, man. And then, yeah, thankfully nothing happened to the car. It was all good. And she her name was Venus, yeah. I think Iranian maybe or something. But she didn't take a picture of my car. So she didn't get my number plate, nothing.
She didn't give a shit.
But she's got my phone number. I can just block the number, whatever, if she wants to try it. But nothing happened in the end. So it's all good. But, yeah, so I went
through
all
that. What did she say? She's like, no, it's cool.
I said, thankfully. No, she didn't. Yeah, she didn't.
She's been there before.
Maybe. I mean, God knows.
She's not saying anything.
Yeah, she didn't say nothing. So I was just like, look, everything's cool. Take my number. You know what I mean? I tried to give her a fake number. And like, literally one digit off. So that, because I knew if I was going to get caught, then I'd be like, oh, I was one number is up, you know what I mean? Anyway, sorry. I just had to get it off my chest.
Get it off your chest.
You had a mad incident last week. You haven't told me anything about it. Yeah. That sounded mad as fuck, man.
It's just embarrassing. It's embarrassing. And it's a bit like, you know, it's just, I don't want people to think that that kind of thing always happens to me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the other day I said I was on the train and there was those utes.
Oh, yeah, and you elbowed something. You dragged him into your couch.
They just out the door. That's it.
FEMA's a bad man. Yeah. No, I'm not. Just kidding. I'm kidding. We're not. Leo, actually, that's a good point, actually. You know what, Nat? Tell the story.
Not about any sort of life like that.
Nothing at all. Not even close to any sort of life like that, man. Believe me. I can't even remember the last time I got into a fight. It was a good 15 years ago, man. I always managed to avoid it or talk my way out of it or just not get into that situation in the first place. You know what I mean? Hold on. It's getting a bit windy. But please, take the story from the beginning while I calm down and take deep breaths.
Call me Cindy. Right.
Hit me.
I was cycling to football on Monday.
Yeah.
And
maybe project a bit more, please. I'm worried just a little bit about it. We'll be all right, but yeah.
Well, I was cycling to football on Monday and going my normal route. And there's like a bunch of screaming around one of the corners. I could hear it. I didn't think anything of it. Just like some people shouting and what's not.
Yeah.
And cycling along, and one of the people from the corner, like, as I'm coming around the corner, like jumps out.
Yeah.
Into the road, like kind of like that, and start shouting some shit.
Okay.
So obviously, like, I look at them and I swerve around them. Yeah. When I looked at this geezer,
is it active?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I looked at this guy, he starts, you know, what the fuck are you looking at, bro?
He's on foot.
Yeah, and he's jumped out on the road to like try and scare me.
Yeah.
And I've just been like, holy shit, what the fuck? You know, looking at him.
Okay.
And then he started giving it, what are you looking at? And all this sort of stuff.
Oh, shit.
And I was already fuming him because I basically saved him. So I was going to pace. I'm going to football. Bam. Like, no, it's gone. And I'm like, fucking hell, yo. Because I'm coming round a bend like this. Long roundabout bend.
Yeah.
He's jumped out. There's two of his mates that stayed on the pavement. And he's jumped out.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, what the fuck? So I was swerved him as shit. As I'm going past them, he's like, what the fuck are you looking at, bro? I'm like, you know you're not going to do nothing, you fucking mug. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Like, why am I allowing this?
Yeah.
This is now going to like a stage of like, and it's 1 second from my house. I haven't even started peddling. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, the fuck's going on, yeah? And I've slammed on the brakes because after this has happened, I've slammed on the brake and it's done like some, like, looks like I'm to aggressive skid, yeah? And because it's gone like, I've just thought, fuck it, I might as well go with it now. And as I'm turning around, as the bike's still skidding, I kind of drop the bike and get off. And I'm like, you fucking pussy. Like, they're like, got absolutely mental, yeah? Walking towards him, shouting like, you fucking mugger, just fucking nearly fucking died off the bike, swerving around. What the fuck are you doing going around? And I'm looking at you fucking pussy. Like as I'm walking, well, I'm quite still some distance away from you.
Yeah.
And I'm clocking to all three of them straight away. Three of them on a corner of like a pavement. They're on the edge of the bend of the pavement. There's this one geezer here. He looks like he looks fucked.
Okay.
He's like not meant to be there, yeah? So I'm like, all right, boy him off. There's two of them, this geezer, yeah. The one geezer who's been shouting at me, chucking it at me, militant, who's now saying stuff back. And his brethren, who's like a bit bigger than him, like kind of going, like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And as I'm walking towards him, this geezer like goes and this pulls out this black, like, machete.
Sheathed or unsheathed?
Unsheathed.
Oh, shit.
I don't know if he had a sheath in his trousers.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
But as he's pulling, I'm seeing him as he's pulling it out. And as I'm still walking, I don't know if it's like a toy or whatever. I don't know, whatever. Because he's still pulling, he's having like, he's trying to get it out.
Yeesh.
By the time I get to how he's pulling it out, the curb, I'm now at the curb. Because they haven't moved off the pavement. I've been like going towards them, screaming at this geezer.
So he'd gone off the road now, back onto the pavement.
Back onto the pavement with his bridge.
Okay.
But he's chucking it.
Damn.
And he's pulled out this fucking thing. Yeah. By the time he's pulled it out, I'm now at the curb. Like, I have to step.
And your bike's on the road.
Yeah, in the road.
Yeah.
I step on onto the curb. That's all I've got to the distance. So he's just pulling it out. And I see the curb there anyway. And so I just step like one step quicker, like yeah. into him, and just boom, like hold the, get really close to him.
Oh shit!
That's what you got to do.
You got to do that, yeah, with the knife. You got to get close. No.
And I've controlled his wrist. No, yeah, with a gun, baseball bat or anything.
Oh yeah, they're closer.
You need to be able to swing, so you have to come in.
Yeah, yeah.
But he. I've controlled his wrist straight away. Like, I fucking hit him in there, and he's dropped, and I've flashed this thing, yeah? And it's like an allotment kind of place.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I don't know whether I should say where it is. But,
no,
and I didn't recognise these people at all, yeah? And because he's done that...
Yeah. You just see red.
Fucking, yeah.
You told me you saw red with some guy, and then you were like, you mentioned machete, and I was like, oh, shit.
Because I had this thing in my head where when we were about to fight, been thinking about it a lot recently, which is how kind of fucked up I am.
Yeah.
People always go into fights looking for like this one tongue thing. It's never like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if you have a street fight or a bar fight or someone's chucking it with you and your missus or something and they're having a few too many pints, you've got to think about like a 1, 2, 3 because no one ever does.
Yeah, yeah. They're just first swing.
But if you just it's completely finished.
Yeah.
So, and for some reason, I've had that in my head a lot. Recently, I've been like watching like old boxing and whatever, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So I was already thinking that, and then he's pulled that thing out, and that's maybe like go extra like shit. I've got to save my life.
Jesus.
Kind of like fear.
Yeah, but I mean,
he was smaller than me. He's skinnier than me. He's weaker than me. And I'm going to grab this geezer's wrist. There's no way. And as soon as I grabbed his wrist,
yeah.
And I felt it's smaller than yours. Yeah. I was like, oh, this is it. There's not, like, he's not, another, okay, bam.
I mean, even him reaching for that straight away, he's a pussy already.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I did this, like, combination on his face.
Oh, my God.
And they both, like, licked him in, like, properly.
Yeah.
And then he went down hard. He went down heaven.
Yeesh. Because you did say you were concerned that, you know, not for his,
yeah,
well.
Like, when he went down, I was fucking booting him as well.
Oh.
So I was so, like,
yeah. What about his
fuming? I was like fuming, and you know, I was a bit scared because at the same time, I was right about the one geezer who said he was like not meant to be there.
Not doing that.
This other geezer's done nothing, like just done nothing. He's not starting to help his mate.
Oh shit! Okay.
But you know, he's like, oh, he wasn't really going to chuck it, man. He wasn't really going to chuck it. Like, what are you talking
he
about? Look
out.
What he pulled out.
Exactly.
He's like, no, man. He's had it all day. He's had it all day.
Oh, he just had it. He just happened to have it on him and
he's
pull
had it
out.
Day. Yeah.
Nah,
we've been doing little bits. I'm like, what do you mean, bruv?
Look,
he fucking jumped out. If I knew he had that, you know what I mean? If he stopped me when I didn't say this, but imagine if he stopped me.
Yeah.
And then he pulled that out. That's like attempted robbery with like aggravated weapon or whatever. You can't be fucking doing that.
Just him having it on his person, he deserves everything he gets. End of story. I don't know.
He was
such
a fucking little rude boy. Like, such a little slimy fucking cunt with his like gay little fucking like trimmed or gash hair, all that sort of stuff.
Was he Indian?
And like his
white?
Trousers sagged as well.
Was he white, black, Indian, brown? Like,
no, I don't know where he was from.
Yeah,
you know.
All right.
The geezer who wasn't going to have anything, he was an Indian geezer.
Yeah.
And then the other geezer with him was kind of like Arabic. But him, I don't know, like, he could be like Moroccan, like had long, like permed, like styled and permed and shit.
Maybe Moroccan, man. Fuck.
Thought he was a right fucking bad man. But then I got these people I'm playing football with on Monday, like they're fucking posh, bruv.
Yeah.
That's happened to me on the way to football, bruv.
Jesus.
I'm cycling there and still got like this was like all bleeding and shit.
Yeah.
Get there and how you doing, mate? You're all right. I'm like, yeah, I'm all right. Yeah, sweet. Just like completely didn't say shit.
Wow.
Because they're not the sort of people who say, oh, fucking geezer just pulled up a shit.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd fuck. Okay, but listen, Theme, now.
But
just,
listen.
Yeah.
I felt really bad afterwards. It's like,
yeah,
what? I was worried about feds. I was worried about police. Because when he went down, I was booting him. And I was saying to his mate, like, if he fucking wants some shit, I'm like, here to save my life. Oh, you know what I mean? He said, no, it's cool. Bike's still in the middle. I blatantly walk over to them.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm thinking, I still have, like, this switch of fucking lose it kind of militants, which can get you in trouble. You fucking go, like, it's ridiculous.
I mean, Matt, Listen, at the end of the day,
I felt so many insults. Like, he's younger than me. He's been a dick.
Yeah.
Jumped out in the middle of the road trying to chuck it well out in front of his mates.
Yeah.
When I've stopped, he's then started going calling me a pussy and rare.
Yeah.
And he pulled out a fucking machete thing.
And like you were saying on the train, you were like, this is my train. I own this train. And this happened right next to near where you live.
My wife is on the sofa like 20 seconds away. What the fuck is going on? This is like a Bloemfontein Avenue. You know where like, there used to be Virgin Active and shit on there? Yeah.
Because immediately I asked you, I remember when you said, like, I was just concerned maybe you run into them again and this time you won't be prepared. You know what I mean? Or you won't be in that situation.
Holy shit, what if it's some geezer on the ends in the Vale?
Yeah.
Who's like, it's his cousin who's come to stay from, you know, so you get, because I didn't recognize, I didn't know who the fuck it was.
Jesus.
And I was.
But now, be honest, theme. Now you've had time to think about it. Do you think you could have avoided the situation?
Yeah. Could have just gone cycled, but like kept cycling.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying to myself.
And that's what I probably would have done, you know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying to myself.
Yeah.
But I always switch. Do that now.
Yeah.
But because, like I said, there was these weird steps. It was in slow motion. I've swerved, gone around this kid who suddenly jumped out, and he's like, looks militant. He's jumped out.
Yeah.
He's then started chucking it. I've allowed it. I've like got my balance back as I'm kind of, because the road is still bending round. I'm trying to fucking go around. I have to turn left. And he's like, oh, you fucking pussy. You know not to chuck it with me. And because I skidded, That added to like the fucking, it's like, as I had to say, he looks like, he knows he's just seen me, I just stopped skidding in the road.
And also he was being big for his boots because he knew he had that thing on him, you know what I'm saying? But luckily you were quick thinking and obviously, you know,
and it
you
took
know
him
what you're
too
doing.
Long. But these kids, they don't have any experience in holding anything like that.
Not really.
And he's like, going, if this was a fucking war, bruv, he'd be dead.
Yeah.
Dead. Probably not trying, he's not, no sheath, no nothing. Children. What are you doing, bruv?
And the thing is, it's the ones that don't know what they're doing who pull it out for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
It's the ones who know what they're doing. They know that
it's
if they pull it out,
something's
going to happen.
I thought about the Indian geezer.
Yeah.
He was just standing there, like hands in puffer jacket, standing there, hands in his... And I was just thinking, he's been very quiet, that geezer.
Yeah.
I'm either right, he's like an absolute, like, raw, I don't usually hang out with these men, and this is what they're doing.
Yeah.
And he's, because he's blatantly taking, like, steps away from... There's only two of them now.
Yeah.
And he's kind of allowing it to be only two of them.
Yeah.
I think, or he's like an ultimate bad man.
Yeah.
Real G's move in silence. He's not saying anything. He's just in there like,
it's hard to tell, man. It's hard to tell.
But yeah, I think I was blatantly right. He just reminded me of like, open people like them, man, there, that kid.
Yeah. Not group. Group was cool, but yeah, some of them have a lot. And
yeah.
Jeez Louise, man. Fuck. Well, but luckily you're all right. But you know what I mean, Thieve. Then you got to control that temper. You got to control that temper, man. You got to control it because that can land you in some serious shit.
Because I have controlled it for a fuck of a long time.
Yeah.
Like a fuck of a long time.
Yeah. Because like you said, you got nothing to prove. You know what I mean? You're not like running around like you're a
bad man. Get battered and 42 years old. You can't go down. You fucking know someone 28 years old.
Yeah.
Who knows any one, two, or thing? You're gonna get fucking battered, bro.
Especially if people carrying stuff like that around with them, man. Like, you never know, man.
Do you remember getting to that kind of age where you started thinking, do you know, back in the days, it was all you could just like slap up the young ones for no reason?
Yeah.
And then you were like getting to like 24, 26, and you're like, they were like 20, you're like, oh, I'm glad I didn't chuck it, like, slap that geese around too much. Like, as it just starts getting bigger in that.
Yeah. And then also when you get older, you got more to lose, man, as well. When you're young, you're like more carefree and you don't give a shit and you think you're invincible and all that stuff. But then, you know, as you get older, like we said right before we said the story, man, you know, we are like, you know, I mean, I don't want to speak for theme, but I know we don't walk around like that, man. We're not about that life in the slightest.
But not at all. I mean, the listeners will know.
I hope they do.
Swerved around him. Fucking nearly fell off the bike. Still going on. He starts chucking it. I'm scared. What the fuck am I supposed to do, bruv?
Jeez Louise, man.
Jesus Christ.
That's crazy.
Crazy. So now in those allotments, there's like a machete just chilling there.
No, I'm sure he went and got it, man. I'm sure he went and got it. Sure.
No, because the football was only 1 hour. And I was thinking, if I'm not just chilling like, around on the block, like on the corners, yeah. And I'm going to cycle back on the way home, like, hello.
You didn't see him, but you saw him now.
No. Jeez. Didn't see shit, son.
That's mad. And you know what? Like, you know, I'm a lover, not a fighter. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to say, because I wanted to tell, well.
But you used to not be a lover in the fight. You used to be an ultimate rude boy back in the day.
I wasn't an ultimate rude. You keep saying this, and I definitely wasn't, man. I was just hanging out with people, and we used to just, you know, get into shit.
I love the way you get angry about people. Ultimate rude boy.
Yeah,
but the words, ultimate rude
boy. It definitely wasn't.
I am not an ultimate rude boy.
No, for every... I thought I was bad. As every fucking 16, yeah. 17, 18-year-old.
But I'm saying I didn't so much back then. And then the roles are reversed where I started getting into, like, being aggy when I was a bit older.
Yeah. Yeah. I completely switched. I just chilled, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Not about any of that
stuff. You did completely chill.
If I can talk my way out of it, if I can avoid that situation, I'll avoid it, man. You know what I mean? Like...
I finally had enough of getting jacked.
Well, I don't get jacked, you know what I mean? I don't, you know, that's what I'm saying. You can avoid these situations. I'm not saying, like, you know, hide in your house. I'm saying, like, you know.
I don't think people get jacked anymore.
No, I'm
talking
sure.
Back in the day. I'm talking sure. Back. So,
yeah.
I'm not talking about anything about now. I don't need anything.
Yeah.
But back in the day.
Yo. But now, what was I going
to
say?
Got to the stage and I was like, I've got to stop getting jacked.
Man, that's just crazy, man.
Tell you what I got to say.
What?
Is the fucking vet.
Yeah.
On Goldup Road. Yeah.
Yeah.
That basically took the life of Betty.
Oh, yeah, the Betty story. What episode is that? Like 32 or something?
God knows, bro.
Yeah, I can't remember.
She's fucking dead, bro, because of this vet. She's fucking dead because of this vet.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Bet. And they're still sending me texts.
Now we pour out a little bit for Betty, man.
Yeah, for 100%. They're still sending me texts.
Still? How's Betty?
Main concern is the welfare of Betty. And it says Betty.
Betty's dead, bro. Betty's dead.
You're like, what? If your main concern is the welfare of Bet, you should know she's dead. I wrote a 1-star Google review on this shit saying they fucking killed Bet.
Oh, no.
And I was thinking about saying we should post them on the... our priority is the well-being of Betty.
Oh, man. It's like
I should post their fucking website and ask everyone to leave a negative review like, you killed Bet.
But we can do that. The battery is fucking low, man. I charged it fully. It was 100% when I left the house. What the fuck? We've only done 25 minutes.
It's quarter past six. Quarter past seven. How am I supposed to get back home for 8 o'clock?
See, he cares more about these millionaire fucking football
I've been watching every single game.
Who gives a shit?
Every game, looking at the quality of the players, how well the teams have gelled, all that. I've been thinking about England.
I saw a bit of the England-Croatia.
Oh, England-Croatia?
I mean, Spain-Croatia. 3-0.
Good game. It's a good football game.
Who's that short Spanish little dude who's like a bit rough? Start roughing everyone up.
Short little Spanish dude in the place of Spain.
Yeah.
Roughing everyone up. There's no Spanish guy roughing everyone up. They're all pussies.
Or maybe Croatian. Maybe I'm getting mixed up. Anyway, whatever. Theme, do you have any weed?
No.
Do you have any cigarettes?
No. No.
I fucking left my fucking back here at home like a twat. Unless I put it in here. No. Theme, you know what? I even feel because the battery is literally going to conk out. Maybe we do half now, we do another half on Tuesday or something, man.
Or after the football today?
Oh, after the football, but I'm going to my sister's now to watch it. I don't know what I'm going to be doing, but maybe. Let's see. Or we'll keep going until the battery dies, man. You know what I mean? Oh, mate. Bruv, I don't even know if I should talk about this, man. This is crazy. Fucking. All right. You know I'm single, yeah? And that girl came to... I've kind of rekindled...
Single and down to mingle,
man. No, but I've kind of rekindled a little bit of a romance with one of my exes. And she doesn't live in the country. She lives in another country. But she was in town, and we did our thing, and... I really don't know if I should talk about this. I swear the battery's going to come out.
You put the Marvin Gaye on.
Bro, she wanted to film it.
Excellent. For the pod.
Nah, OnlyFans, Arms House, Arms House, OnlyFans. Nah, not for the pod. Although I reckon I could talk her into doing it.
We've got to make if an I wanted OnlyFans.
To. If I wanted to, I probably could. Like, she's a freaky deaky.
But it's the OnlyFans account has to be Arms House.
But it's because she lives, you know, we don't live, you know, in the same country. So, you know, she wanted us something to take home. You know what I mean? And I've been getting into my editing and filming and shit. So I was like,
I'm going to edit a porno.
Have you ever done that? You ever filmed it?
Yeah, Billy's I've never edited a porno.
Yeah, but I went full hog, I edited a porno, right?
Dios mio.
Oh, man.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, it was fun.
But you were seeing all bit of different angles of you having sex. And oh, no, you just use that angle's a bit better there. And I see that
yeah.
money shot coming at the end there. Literally,
literally, man. I was directing it. She was loving it. She was loving it, man. And
you were directing whilst you were filming?
Of course.
Oh, my day.
Like, I mean, you know, it's Gonzo style.
Oh, my
you know about
day.
Gonzo?
No, change it up in there. That's it. No, I'm looking at the camera. Yeah, there we go. There we go. Yeah, that's it. That's the one. That's the one. Say that. Say that.
I was like trying to get the angle to make my dick look the biggest possible. You know what I mean? I was getting the wide angle lens and shit. I wanted to talk about it last week, but we had Diamond D on. I was like, nah, I probably shouldn't bring that up.
That is brilliant.
Oh, is, man.
What? And she loves it. Did she get the final version?
Yeah, I sent it to her, man. Yeah, like I said, this was a couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks ago.
She might start an OnlyFans account and charge for that video.
If it's I told edited. Her she'd best not send it to anybody because she loved the video. She was like, and I was like, don't you fucking dare send it. But nah, then it reminded me.
Amber SDF.
It reminded me a few years ago, yeah? No, maybe more, maybe after, before the pandemic, like that long ago, yeah? I was, you know, sitting home, you know, I was, yeah, watching a bit of porn.
Yeah.
And I saw my fucking mate in the porno. Someone I known from back in the day. He went to fucking Acton High School.
Yeah.
One of my boys. I didn't know what to do. I still haven't chatted to him about it. I still haven't. Obviously,
he's going to know.
Immediately. Obviously, he knows he was at all. But I didn't tell him I saw it.
Yeah,
he obviously didn't tell me about it.
He blatantly wouldn't care.
Yeah, but
he'd be like, "Oh, you saw it? Like, what did you think of the action?"
I couldn't watch it, man. But yeah, it was with this fucking hot French porn star.
My friend back in the day, he got into like cocaine and then had to pay off credit card debts.
Don't lie.
And he like auditioned to be in like UK porno film stuff. I can't remember where we got the adverts, but he auditioned for it and he got in.
Nah.
And he filmed like two or three videos of the same, with the same team. I can't remember what they were called.
What, with a...
And we of course we watched it. We were like, we've got to see this shit playing in. Oh, my God. Ridiculous.
Wow.
Ridiculous.
So to get his way out of debt.
Yeah. But the second and third time, we were like, yo, what's going on?
Oh, man, yo. Now, I heard a story about this guy. He's a famous actor, actually. His name's Simon Rex. And he also raps. He's like Dirt Nasty or something, his name is. Yeah, he's from LA. He's a funny guy. He's a funny character. I think he did a podcast for a while. I mean, you know, he gets around. He was even involved in battle rap in the West Coast with Grind Time and all that. Simon Rex, some people will know him, man. And he, like, there's his story when he first went to LA and he was deeply in debt. And he ended up doing not gay porn, but he'd start doing modeling work for gay magazines. And like doing masturbation videos and shit. Just to make money and shit. Yeah. So I just thought of that as well, but
damn, son.
Man, sorry, I took us down a filthy path.
Filthy. Filthy. Sorry, Aki. That's horrific.
Let's talk about graph, man. Yo, graph, you know what I mean? Graph. I haven't been doing any graph recently,
never
man.
That wall. I'll tell you what though, there's a nice piece on the way here.
We got a thing there.
Yeah, but I went from East Acton.
Oh yeah. What is it?
And all the bushes have come down and there's like Figure.
Oh, is it?
Zonk. Can't remember who else. Theme.
Yeah. Take a picture of it on the way back.
But it goes quick, the central.
Just try. Do it on slow-mo. Put your thing on slow-mo. Try and get a picture. Damn, son.
I just put a graph there on these blue boards.
Try to think. What did I do graph-wise, man? Oh, mate, let me say a big RIP to my brother, Richard Williams. I don't want to get into it, but a friend of mine passed away, man. Suddenly. And longers, man. I wanted to dedicate this episode to my man.
Horrible news.
Yeah.
Terrible.
But now I'm trying to think graph-wise, what's been going on the past couple of weeks, man? Shit, the wind is getting windy.
I got to call it a day. I got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got
to
go.
All right. All right. Arms House to Your Mum's House, episode 83. We'll look, this is only 33 minutes. Yeah, we'll do more.
We're going to do some more.
All right.
We'll do this.
Shall we do it, or shall we just time travel?
No, do the thing!
Okay.
Time travel, yo. What's up? We are back. It's a couple days later. Episode 83, you know, we only did half an hour. I managed to fix the sound just about from the other spot, but that hum in the background was bugging me, man. But anyway, it's all good. Sorry, Ake. Theme, what's up? You good?
Outrageous.
Disgusting.
Outrageous behavior.
Yeah, man. Yo, okay, so we got some graph critique and we got a question to answer. But before that, man, I just got you, just before we started filming, I got you to watch and listen to the new...
Eminem.
What was it called? Abracadabra or some shit like that.
No. Yeah, that was called... the tune they sampled, but it was called...
It's called Abracadabra.
No.
It is.
It weren't called that.
Huh?
It wasn't.
Okay, what was it called? Look it up quickly on your phone or something.
This is a great start. Great start.
I swear it's called Abracadabra.
Abracadabra.
Because he nicks the hook. Yeah, he samples that Abracadabra song.
Houdini.
Oh, okay. It's called Houdini. All right. Okay. There we go. Yeah. Anyway, most people probably watching this, you know, you've definitely heard of Eminem, but you've probably seen the new video. You know what I mean? It's doing the rounds now. And it got me to thinking, man, like a little rant about Eminem, man. I've got a few things to say about Eminem because I really rate him, man.
A little rant or a few things to say.
I mean, a few rants, you know what I'm saying? Like I got a lot to say about Eminem, man, because I'm a big fan of Eminem. Well, I was, you know what I mean? A bigger fan back in the day. Now he's just whatever. He's a pop star now, whatever. You know what I mean? And he's changed a lot, you know, and he's been through a lot as well. His mate Proof died. He was, you know, addicted to pills, and then, you know, then he went through recovery. Elton John apparently is his fucking sponsor. I only found that out the other day.
Tried to kill his baby mama a couple of times.
Yeah, didn't and all work that out. Stuff. When he came out, when he dropped in like whatever it was, 98, 99, yeah, when he linked with Dre, yeah? Because obviously he was out before then, he was with the Outsiders, and he released an album called Infinite back in 96, I think, or whatever. But in 99, when the Slim Shady LP came out, and that, my name is, when that came out, it blew me away, man. I was like, yo, who is this dude? I remember hearing it either, I think it was Tim Westwood's show or something. It came on and I was like, no way, because I used to always tape it. So I was taping it going, shit. And I remember repeating, listening to that lyric going, what the fuck is this guy saying? Oh my God, I like fucking Nine Inch Nails through your eyelids and fucking, you know what I mean? Cut off Pamela Lee's tits off.
Do you like violence?
And yeah, and he's chatting all this shit. And I was like, yo, who's this dude? And then obviously, you know, the album came out and even that was on repeat, man. In the car, on the way to college, just laughing, just cry laughing at the lyrics, man. It was so funny. Fucking hilarious. The guy was so funny, man. And he didn't take himself too seriously. And he was rapping about all sorts of weird, crazy shit. But being into hip hop at the time, I wasn't like, oh my God, he's the first person to do this. Because obviously, you know, we'd heard of the Grave Diggers, people talking about gory shit, about killing and like, you know, crazy horrorcore shit. We'd heard of Ill Bill and Necro and them lot, you know, talking about, you know, all the shit that they talk about. So, I wasn't like taken away like that. And then obviously more and more, he always gets dropped in that list, like the best MC of all time, the greatest MC of all time. You know what? When people say that to me, I either think they don't know much about hip hop or they're a little bit racist. Yeah, one of those two. Yeah, obviously, I'm. You know,
what about artists that say he's one of the greatest of all time?
Yeah, they're saying it just whatever. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Like, you know,
that's they, whatever they, to you. If they one, might if say, a rapper says,
if they say he's one of the greatest of all time, I've got no problem with that. If they say he is the greatest of all time, I got a problem with it. Yeah. Mm. Obviously, it's a matter of opinion and all that stuff, but there are far better MCs out there. Yeah. And definitely, and Eminem has even spoken on this. His whiteness definitely got opened up a lot more doors for him. And definitely there's a massive market that, especially at that time as well, that was opened up to him because he was white. I'm not taking anything away from his skill. Dude's got obviously got incredible skills. He's in my, he would creep into my top 20. And that's
top 20. I love the way you got a top 20. I can never do that. Okay, my creep into my top 27.
Theme. When I say top 20, it's not like I've got a list plastered on my wall and I'd like add to it and change it every day. When I say top 20, you know what I mean? As in, like, I really highly regard the guy, but there are many people better than him. You know what I mean? All right. And wait, let me get into this.
I just like the way you picked the number 20. Like, he's obvious, he's not in your top 10.
Yeah, because he's not in my top 10 now.
Not in my top 15, 16, 17.
No. Top 20. He's in my top 20. He'll creep in there.
A lot of rappers who talk about him and say that he's, you know, fucking good.
Basically. Yeah, a lot of rappers say he's one of the greatest. And I don't blame them for saying that because M technically is great. You know what I mean? And also, he bows his head and pays homage to those who came before him as well.
He does do that. He
nods his head. Yeah. He's already outwardly said, I think in one of those speeches when he won an award, he made a list. He said, like, Rakim, Redman.
I made me a little list of MCs that I wanted to name off that inspired me to bring me where I am today, you know? Because honestly, I wouldn't be here without them. So the list goes like this, and it's not in this order, but the list is this. Run DMC, the Beastie Boys, LL Cool J, Cool G Rap, Master Ace, Rakim, Big Daddy Kane, Dr. Dre, all the NWA, KRS-One, Tretch from Naughty by Nature, Nas, Tupac, Biggie, Jay-Z, thank you, because I learned from all of you. Thank you.
Pharamond, like, he was listed
that him?
A whole,
yeah, that was him.
I he forgot. Listed a whole people. And whenever you see him play live, if you see videos of him live nowadays, he's always got a white t-shirt on with an album cover on the front. And it's always an album cover of one of the legends. Like, he have EPMD, Beastie Boys album. He'll have the fucking Rakim, Paid in Full. He'll have, you know what I mean? Like, dope albums that influenced him. And he's outwardly said he thinks
that's what I came up on, son. That's what I came up on.
He thinks one of the greatest rappers is Tretch from Naughty by Nature. You know what I mean? He's always rated him and he's named several people who he rates. Anyway, I'm not taking away from Eminem's skill. I'm just saying a lot of doors opened up to him because of Dre and because he's white. At the end of the day, you know what I mean? And he has got skills. You know, that's definitely a component of it. So I'm not leaning completely into his whiteness because the dude paid his dues and he did his thing.
Who's now, better, me or Slim Shady?
No, you're much white. No, I'm joking. Just kidding.
No,
he's pretty fucking white, man.
That's good to hear.
But Theme, let me play this one freestyle from the radio. Because I've got something I want to say after this. It's a freestyle I think he did on Sway in the Morning back when the first album was coming out. Check it out. Listen
heard
to it
many a time. Play the blood clot.
Give me odd, M.
Alright, yeah. Alright, thank you. Alright. Met a retarded kid named Greg with a wooden leg. Snatched it off and beat him over the head with the peg. Go to bed with the keg. Wake up with the 40. Mixed it with Alka-Seltzer and Formula 44D. Forget an acid tab. I strapped the whole sheet to my forehead. Waited till it absorbed in and fell to the floor dead. No more sad case closed in a discussion. We blowing up like spontaneous human combustion. Leaving you in the aftermath of Holocaust and traumas. Cross the bombers. We blowing up your house. Killing your parents. Coming back to get your foster mamas. And I'm as good as keeping the promises Nostradamus, cause I ain't making no more threats. I'm doing drive-bys and tenant Corvettes on Vietnam war vets. I'm more or less sick in the head, maybe more, cause I smoked crack today, yesterday, and the day before. Saboteur, walk the block with a Labrador, strap it more corral for war than Al Salvador. Foul style galore, verbal cow manure, coming together like an eyebrow, well now be sure.
There's another little bit as well, hold up, there's another bit.
It's like that, Eminem.
Eminem.
Right. Bust it.
What?
It's only fair to warn I was born with a set of horns and metaphors attached to my dang umbilical cord. Warlord of rap, little bastard with a 2x4 board and smash into your Honda Accord with a 4-door Ford. But a mortar dropping an acapella, the chopper fella, the mozzarella worse than a helicopter propeller. Got you locked in a cellar with your skeleton showing, developing anorexia when I'm standing next to you, eating a full course meal, watching you starve to death with an IV in your vein, feeding you liquid Darvocet. You full of drugs, pull the plugs on the gunshot victims, full of bullet slugs, so we're picked up in an ambulance and driven to receiving with the asses ripped out of their pants and given a less than 20% chance of living. Have a possible placement as a hospital patient, storming their dead bodies in grandma's little basement. Dr. Kevorkian is a ride to perform an autopsy on you while you scream, I'm still alive. Driving a rusty scalpel in through the top of your scalp and pulling your Adam's apple out through your mouth. But I call the fire department, I've hired an arson to set fire to carpet and burn up your entire apartment.
Look, that's him rapping on some dope beats. That's what's always fucked me over about Eminem, man. He got to a point where he was so famous and he was so on top of the game.
He could have got beats from anyone,
He could have picked up the phone to anybody and made an album better than Illmatic.
Could have just told Dre to keep fucking making...
Yeah, or whatever. I mean, the Dre beats were cool, but he could have done... Imagine, he could have done an album with Pete Rock, DJ Premier, Large Professor, when they were all in the height of their fucking shit. Yeah, I'm talking
Nas,
late
Nas's album.
But well, I'm just saying, yeah. he could have
face on the front, saying that'd be so joke if he
did. Yeah, with the white
homage
and the trailer. Well, he kind of did that in his album cover with the trailer and his old house behind him and him sitting in the old house. That's, you know, and that's like Nas's little picture of his. Anyway. So that's one thing that pissed me off about Nas, that he never did that. He kept it all in-house and then he started producing and his beats are fucking shit, man. I'm sorry, man. He's whack. I don't like him. Eminem's beats are shit.
Oh, they're fucking awful, mate.
But he just raps on them and then he started putting on these voices and then he's rapping about, everything's fucked up because he's super rich now. So what's he going to rap about? You know what I mean? Like, he's just rapping about how he's fucking addicted to
pills. I thought
he
was rapping about like how he's clean and changed his life around and shit.
Yeah, it was boring. You know what I mean? But now this new song that he came out, you know, it's a shit song, but, you know, it's a funny video, it's humor. And then the whole concept of him, the old him and the new him, and then they form together. And then he raps a verse like of like his old flow back to his new flow. I really liked it. But again, he was harking back to the fucking when Eminem started becoming corny, man. Not the raw Eminem from back in the day, like before, from his first album and his second album, you know. It was more from his third and fourth album when he started getting a bit meh.
A bit Limp Bizkit.
A bit, yeah, all that stuff, man. You know what I mean? And I don't know. He just, like, Eminem, look, I rate the guy. I think he's dope, but I don't know. He wound me up. People in the comments, let me know what you think of Eminem now, man. Because we grew up on him. I found this video as well.
We didn't grow up on him. We were already like...
Well, yeah, but when I was going to college and shit, that's when he started blowing up and I was I still got his albums, you know what I mean? I never seen him live or anything, but I rated that first and second album I used to listen to a lot.
Didn't he flop and go cheese and then he brought it back with the next album, which did quite well with like Superman and those kind of, and then again after that he fucked up.
Look, Eminem. The first two albums...
Everything's the same after the first two albums for me, basically.
Exactly. And all his albums came out, there'd be one or two good songs and the rest would be shit. And it'd always be the same thing. Oh, yeah, his lyrics, lyrically, he'll say something clever or something cool and he'll rhyme a thing that would be dope. But that's it. The beat will be shit. Mm. He's rapping with fucking pop stars now, fucking Rihanna and shit and doing stuff. It's just
can't listen to it if the beat is shit, even if it's Eminem or, you know, Busta Rhymes or whoever. If the beat is shit, I'm like, I can't listen to this.
Yeah, I'm just...
Me personally, I turn it off, I skip it.
Yeah.
Even if everyone's going on about banging lyrics and...
Yeah, exactly.
Or whatever, I say, I can't.
Exactly. And he just like, he'd always try and like, he has those like off-kilter rhymes where he'll rhyme words that don't rhyme, but he'll twist the word to make it rhyme. And okay, it was fun for a bit, but then after a while, I was just like, those words don't rhyme. Just stop trying to fucking rhyme them, man. You know what I mean? And squeeze
them in. Yeah, but he probably thinks he's got a license to do that compared to someone who can't rhyme.
He's got a license.
He can obviously, it's obvious to, you know, to the people that he can rhyme like a, like dick. Yeah. So, he's like thinking, if anyone's allowed to fuck about with words and they don't even rhyme, it's me. No one can say shit. It's not like they can diss him as a rapper and say, oh, it doesn't even rhyme, can't. Mate. You don't even know what rhyme is.
Of course he does. Of course. Look, we just go up to him like that. You didn't rhyme arms house with mom's house, motherfucker. Now, listen, I don't want to shit on Eminem too much. Like, you know what I mean? I do like the guy, but, and I like that abracadabra thing. It was a fun video and song, but I don't know. It's just like, he just like wound me up over a few things. There was a couple other things I wanted to talk about, but I can't fucking remember it now, man.
The white boy can rap, son.
He can rap.
The white boy can rap, son.
I'll tell you what. I think Ill Bill can rap better than him, and he's a white boy that can rap. And yeah, it's
better than him.
I think so.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
I think so, man. Ill Bill is dope, man. Yeah, but again, Ill Bill as well, his beats went a bit, he went a bit too rock and roll with his beats.
If you asked him to write his best rhyme and Eminem to write his best rhyme in the next 30 minutes, you've got 30 minutes to write the most technical shit, like your mum's life depends on it.
Yeah.
And then they spit it at the end and you have to judge. I reckon Eminem's going to take that.
I reckon Ill Bill would.
Yeah.
I genuinely would, because I think Eminem would try and come and overthink it and try and do something really crazy. Blah, 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 and I'll be just like, nah.
Really? Do you think Eminem would try and overthink it? And I reckon he would pen a rhyme and it would be Ill Bill that said, how can I say I'm going to cut his mother's heart out and shit? And Eminem would...
But Ill Bill raps... And doesn't every just single
word that ends in a sentence... word at the end of a sentence, doesn't matter what it is, he'll just rhyme the fuck out of it in the next line, and it landed on fucking Nike Air Huarache, doesn't matter, it's just fucking freestyles.
Okay, let's put it this way, Eminem in his prime would beat Ill Bill. Yeah, because Eminem comes from that battle aspect as well, you can't forget that, you know what I mean? Like, have you seen the film 8 Mile?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was a jokes movie when it came out, but it's super corny now, if you look at it now, it's proper... The rapping bits are fun, but the film itself is...
I'm jokes. Still standing here shouting, fuck the free world.
Exactly.
Did get with my girl. Yeah.
Yo, man. All right, okay, yo. I'm done ranting about Eminem, man. I'm done with him.
Wait, listen to this, yeah? Listen to this.
Yeah, go on.
Andrea's going to some fucking concert, yeah?
Mm.
And it's... Fuck, what's her name? It's some Latina girl. Recently did a tune with Shakira or something. Anyway,
yeah.
She says to me, yeah, I'm going to this concert. And I'm like, yeah, fine. Sounds good. Who are you going? I'm just going with like the mates. And I was like, brilliant, yeah. Where is it? It's in the O2. I'm like, okay. The O2? That's like proper East London.
Yeah.
Proper East London. You're going to have to try and get back late. And she's like, no. It starts at 6:30. And at the time, I was like, all right, sweet.
Yeah.
And then she's gone tonight. And today, this morning, before I went to work, I'm like, you're going to that concert? Yeah. You're going at 6:30, yeah? And she's like, yeah. That's when it starts. Carol G is the...
never heard of it, but right.
Artist, yeah? It's just going to be millions of screaming Latinas.
We should have gone, man. What's up?
Yeah, we should have gone.
I wouldn't even have gone in. I would have just been outside.
Outside.
With a little stereo playing salsa music like that. Music playing like that.
Who wants to dance with me? And I'm like, yo, you're going at 6:30? Yeah. The door's open at 6:30. And I'm like, Andrea, can I look at it for you? Because I've been to like a billion gigs in this country. It doesn't start at 6:30.
Yeah.
On a fucking, what are we? Tuesday night.
I mean, Tuesday.
What? I said, what? It starts 1 hour after school fucking closes. What are you talking as if it starts? You don't know anything, papi. It starts at 6:30. It's going to be way longer. And finishes at 8:30.
Okay.
I'm like, Andrea, there's no fucking way, yeah? There's no way.
Mm.
She's like, you don't know anything. You don't know anything. You fucking gringo. I get fine. Today, yeah, I'm at work. Same day. And she's like, papi, phoning me like 5:30. She's got there early, yeah? The doors aren't open. She's speaking in Spanish, and I'm like, what? Yeah. The all of the doors of the O2 arena, bro, are closed. Is that what you're telling me? Well, I
can't find one. We can't find one. We're all here. And I said, well, love, it's 5:30. She goes, yeah, it opens at 6:30. It's starting on, it doesn't fucking start. Yeah. She reckons the artist starts at 6:30.
Yeah, no way. No way. Probably starts at 8:30 when she thinks it finishes.
Fucking no way, bruv. So, and then she's put the phone down. I'm still at work. She's phoned me back. She's like, Papi, I just spoke to the guy. Mm. It doesn't start until, it doesn't open till 7:30. I'm like, right. She's like, just standing next to the O2 for hours, yeah?
Yeah.
Doesn't start. The fucking, and I said, yeah, there's going to be like a warm-up act. There's going to be like the second warm-up act. And then there's this girl's not just going to, no, she just comes on. We've seen her before. And then she fucking does it at the O2, yeah?
No.
Bosh. Oh, it doesn't start till 7:30. I look online for her. Yeah. She comes on at like 9:00. She'll be finishing 10:45. She'll blatantly be late. Mm-hmm. Then there'll be an encore. You better look and get home by yourself, baby, and I'm going to be in bed. But there's no way.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. So she starts 1 hour after school closes. I'm like, you must be a dreamer, love.
Now, they'll make sure it finishes so that they can get the train home, man. I really think on a Tuesday night.
You reckon she'll be finished at 8:30? Yeah.
No way.
It's no fucking way.
No way, man. Damn.
So now I'm here on my J's. Got the Portugal game on. Doing the old POT.
What is it? Carol G. I want to look her up. See if she's a hottie, man.
Carol. Yeah, Carol G.
Okay, she's not too bad. Wait, let me see some more images. Yeah, now she's a hottie. All right.
What are you doing? You're Googling Carol? I'm gonna Google her now, old Carol G. Let's have a look at G.
There she is.
Oh, don't know that first image, mate. Very aggressive. Very aggressive. No, no me gusta. No me gusta.
Definitely looks Latina.
Colombiana.
Colombiana. All right.
Pero no me gusta.
All right, man. So let's get into a question.
Question. It's the question.
People, send in your questions, man. The email is below. You can DM us on the Instagram at almshousetoyourmomshousepod or email almshousetoyourmomshouse@gmail.com. Come on, people. Send us your questions, your queries, photos for us to critique, whatever, man. All
have
right?
A little get Frank involved. And Pat. Let's have a Frank and Pat.
Yeah.
We want a Frank and Pat Butchers, bruv.
Yeah.
Frank and Pat is fucking brilliant.
Frank and Pat, I've heard you use that before. Man.
Frank and Pat doesn't even exist. My mate made it up.
Oh,
you
right.
know, let's have a butcher. Let's have a butcher's. I mean, like, let's have a Frank and Pat.
Because isn't it like butcher's hook is look?
Yeah, let's have a butcher's hook.
So they've got the butchers.
Yeah, into, let's have a look.
Frank and Pat, yeah, okay.
But the old EastEnders, Frank and Pat Butcher. And I was like, oh, let's have a Frank and Pat.
Actually, talking about lingo, that's part of the question that we're going to be asked now. So let's check it out.
Let's have a listen, shall we?
Easy blood. I got a question to ask for both you brethren, you get me?
Is it AI?
I'd say it's graph terminology.
Oh, wait, hold on. Rewind. There's someone, he's put a voice, like he's typed it in and it's like a voice chat thing. So here we go. Listen close.
Easy blood. I got a question to ask for both you brethren, you get me? Right, so does graph terminology ever creep into your home or family life? Example, if my utes rock a similar outfit to man, I gotta ask them why you biting man style. Or if my missus puts sugar in my tea, I have to ask her why you being a toy and putting sugar in man's tea. And if my utes dem ask for peas, for Air Max 95s, I'm like, what you think you're rolling up on man and raising his spends like your foam in 88 blood.
Raising his what?
You're like raising his peas like foam in 88 blood.
Oh.
Yeah, you know I mean, like, so do you use graph lingo in your normal day to day life with your family or at work, maybe? Do you know?
I don't think graph lingo, but I use lingo quite a lot.
Yeah,
and I think I find myself doing it thinking, oh, shit. Shouldn't have been that.
I'm trying to think, like, specifically with my family, not so much, I don't think, man. I mean, I've called Talal, I've called him a toy a couple times. I'm sure I have. Oh, no, you know what I do? If I'm telling someone to go big, I'll go, yo, go top to bottom on it. Like, you know, like I'll say
T2B.
Yeah, I'll be like, do it, you know, go top to bottom. Yeah. Like, I don't know what I'm talking like, you know, if someone's doing something that I need to be done bigger, I'll be like, nah, go top to bottom. So I'll use that.
I say to the kids, I'm going to burn you.
Oh, yeah, like, I'll burn you, definitely.
I'll burn you 100 meters. I'll burn you at Mario Kart. I'll burn your ass alive.
I'll burn you at Mario Kart, yes. You don't call them toys, your little kids. You don't go...
No, I probably must have called them fucking toys. Shut up, you little toys. Must have done.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of another instance. I don't know. Not so much, really, man. I mean, yeah.
No, I don't do that.
Yeah.
I'd say the answer to that question is no.
No.
That doesn't actually happen to me. No.
Yes.
Might have done when I was younger, innit? When you call it, you're having an argument with your dad. Shut up, you fucking toy. You're bumpkin, bruv. You're
bumpkin. I definitely call people bumpkins.
Definitely call bumpkins.
But in general, not so much, I don't reckon.
Yeah, get me.
All right, we're going to do a bit of graph critique right now, man. Theme, I'm sending you a picture. Thank you for sending in all your critique. We will, if you've sent it in and we haven't done it yet.
I see that there's bad critiques getting sent in. I like that.
Yeah, it's coming in. So, yeah, keep them coming in, people, man. We will get round to them at some point. Have you received?
I've received, and I am having a Frankenpat.
Yes.
I might turn it landscape.
Describe
portrait.
Describe what you're looking at, bro.
I'm looking at a toys dub who has done about a couple of dubs. He's done dubs before.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he's got mates who know how to paint or something, because the S is coming along.
Mm-hmm.
The P sort of semi coming along into a whack P. The A is a gash and the M, no me gusta. It says maps. It's a chrome dub.
Maps.
With... Has it got a pink border, or is that just not really there?
I think that's behind is the pink. Oh, no, maybe not. No, it's a border.
It's not. There's reaches over that pink on the right.
Okay.
So that's the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
You could have pinged it out with a border. He's done the black lines around it, I guess. Maybe he didn't have another color.
Yeah.
But, yo, the P and the S are kind of, well, they're not really, but they're more in proportion than... anything else. And then the A stands on its own as like this out of proportion nutter, and the bottom of the M is just like really upsetting me, bruv.
Middle bit of the M is upsetting me, man. It's too small.
Yeah, that could have come down.
Yeah,
and I'm just trying to look at the old legs of the M's. Yeah, man, if they weren't even touching, like, it would have been a lot better if you brought the bottom of the M down, the legs curve in, but they don't even touch each other at the bottom. But yeah. The A, I mean, hey, yo, son, we got problems, yo.
You know what I mean?
This A. Oh, man, how can you describe this A, bruv?
Look, it's a lowercase a. The right side is way too skinny compared to all the other bits on the... Well, no, I guess on the P and the S, there's some skinny bits on there that match with the A. The negative space in the middle of the A, it's all black, so...
It's wrong.
Either because of the background was black, maybe that's why, but it looks like he just filled it all in. But the shadow, all the rest of the piece, like look in the middle of the M, like, you know, you can see the shadow there, and the A you can't. So he fucked that bit up. It's just the shape of it. I don't know. It's just, yeah, I see what he was trying to do, but it's not quite there.
How weird is the pink in between the P and the S at the bottom in the middle? And then the pink on the inside of the S, he did do the pink.
I think he did do the pink. Yeah, it's just, I don't know, man. I think he did the pink, then he outlined, then he put the black, and then he saw that when he'd done the shadow, it covered a lot of the pink that he'd done. And then, he's just new, I guess. He or she. I mean, I don't know if it's a he or a she. TB, man. Toy behavior. I don't mind, like, you know, like you said, you know, it's not their first dub in the world. He's got can control and you know, there's some flow to the letters.
Yeah.
He hasn't gone too crazy with it. They're pretty simple letters. So, you know what I mean? Props, kudos for all that. I think, yeah, you're right. The S for me is the best letter. I love S's when they look like a number 5. We used to do that back in the day. That's like a late 90s thing we used to do.
That's what I'm saying, back in the day. But the M is crazy. See how... the fat, the bits are that come off the side, of the, and then the middle bit is
a bit too fat. The M, man, and like I get how he's done it a bit bottom heavy, you know, the P and the S and the M, but then the A,
he's not
the round
it,
bit is top heavy or left heavy, not bottom heavy. So that's another thing I think maybe that's throwing us off a bit. You know what I mean? And also the outline is too thin. I have that problem as well. I always outline and think it looks cool. Then when I'm looking at the photo later on, I'm like, fuck, I should have fattened up the outline, man, made it a bit more chunkier. So
yeah, especially when it goes over the letter, like the right hand side of the M going over the A, that line's too thin, man. It looks like it could be one of his little dot dot line scheme things.
Yeah, could it? Yeah, exactly. Those lines, that dot dot lined ones, could be skinny. That's fine, but yeah, the outline should be a bit on the thicker side, in my opinion. What else? The highlights, it could have done with highlights, but you know, if he didn't have a white, then you know, no worries. Usually when you're at a Hall of Fame like this, there's usually other people painting. So that's when you go up to them and you go, oh mate, man, can I nick a little bit of white, man? I just got to put highlights, bro. Be that annoying asshole at the fucking Hall of Fame.
painted over the bushes though. Fuck the bush.
Oh yeah, the bushes are covered in chrome underneath.
I like that. I hate the way that I hate the A, and I hate the way it rolls back into itself incorrectly at the bottom of the A. And then minutes, lowercase A's are fucking good to, they're fucking, they're like a banging letter in graph. You know what I mean? They are Sergio Bang Bang. And that one, man.
Yeah, man.
Anyway, have we got another one?
We got another one, yes. Ah.
Anything jobless?
Okay, this guy. He actually, oh fuck, hopefully I have okay, I'm going to send it to you. Here we go. I hope we haven't done this already, man.
This guy. No, I ain't seen this.
No? Okay, describe it for the people. What does it say and the colors and whatnot?
It says Zouv, I guess.
No.
Z-O-U-V.
No, it says Louvre. L-O-U-V.
So it says Louvre.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of reach is that?
Yeah, God knows.
Louvre.
I don't know what the word means or what he's trying to do with it. But can I explain one thing, though, Theme? You know, on the Instagram, every now and again, usually on Thursday evenings, the day after the episode drops, I go on the Instagram live and I do outlines for people.
And there's a sketch and ting.
I do sketches and ting. And this guy chirped up and I did ended up doing his name, that outline, that exact outline I did in the thing. And then he went off and painted it, basically. He must have screenshotted it.
Good lad.
And then painted it. So I think he did a pretty good job of it, man. Like, he's obviously a beginner. He's not been doing it too long. I don't know anything else about them. So I'll show you the original sketch that I did here. I don't have it on me. Sorry, Theme. I can't show you, but it's for the listeners. They can see it.
Lou.
But I think he managed to pull it off, man.
You did the U into the O like that, yeah?
Yeah, pretty much. It's pretty much how I did it. I mean, you know, obviously it's not exactly the same. He's switched it up a bit here and there.
I see the little joiner, the little amber joiners at the bottom of the L and the O.
Okay, I'm looking at it now. The left side of the V is too skinny. The U, like going over in front of the O, when I did it, it wasn't as drastic as that, I don't think. And also the left side of the O, they've changed it slightly.
The O's all right. The O looks good. You get me. Oh, I might show her my O face. That's all right, the O.
Yeah, and the L was supposed to be going up and down into the O.
Man, thought it was a Z at first. You hear me, man? Thought it was a Zouv.
Yeah, that does look a bit Z-ish.
Zouva!
And I think... the negative space between the L and the O, you know...
That's his missus, isn't it? Easy. Emily Zachary!
I thought that was... Oh, I thought he was being clever there. Oh, yeah, because of the heart. Yeah, easy. Maybe that's the missus or whatever.
What was clever about that, bruv? What could you possibly think was clever?
I thought it was 2023. Like, it was done last year or something. Like, but he'd done it backwards or something. But
nah, no one's that fucking
They wouldn't have done that.
Fuck me.
Isn't it?
There's
a nice sunny day for them as well. They mulched the wall out, everything, man, for a chrome. Nice. with the light blue one time. All right.
I saw on Instagram some racist fight with, like, well, not a fight, but behind it is an ode piece.
Oh, is it?
I went to some next thing, then went back. I couldn't find it. I couldn't save it.
Oh, you got to save them things.
And I was looking for him on Insta. He's one of those people that's got like a handle which has got nothing to do with. It's like No Limits or something. I can't remember what it is.
Okay.
But I couldn't even tag him in it.
Oh, right.
But it's what Mike is, and I'm like, fuck off, you fucking man. And just a bunch of birds.
Yo.
Go a million.
All right, Ode, man.
We should get Ode on.
Ode is a
billion stories, bruv.
Party people, we have a graph jam coming up on the 7th of July. Sunday, 7th of July. Under the Westway, down by Latimer Road. If you don't know where it is, message us. I'll send you a map and directions to get down there. Obviously, everyone is welcome. As long as you're not a cunt, you're fine. You're welcome to turn up. We'll have music. We'll have all sorts. If Tapas is watching this right now, please reach out to us. I will pay for your train ticket to come down. So we would love to have you there, Mr. Tapas, King Tapas. What else? Hopefully Ode can come to that. I'm going to send him an invite. I know Zonk is coming through. He said he's going to come through. There's going to be a bunch of heads there. Should be a good turnout, hopefully. But even so, whatever. Super cash. We're going to film an episode there. Talal, Talal, Talal is going
to
be there.
We're going to do that.
We'll film an episode, obviously, to the side. We're not going to, you know, whoever doesn't want to be in it doesn't have to be in it.
Yeah.
But we'll also film all the graph being done, and we might do some live critique, and the wackest piece of the day gets capped by everyone. We all put our throw-ups over the worst piece of the day.
That's
And also Killer Keller might do it. He might turn up. You never know, man.
You know what I'm saying? Doing a beatbox sesh. An
exclusive beatbox sesh for the
individual on-stage beatbox sesh.
I want to see
your favorite DDS bangers.
Yeah, me, son. And I want to see the AHC crew out in full force. Party people, salute. Theme, let's call it a night there, man. All right?
Are we calling it a night? I was just warming up.
Yeah, I know.
I just had a freaking pet and I was just fucking warming up, son.
Because we already got half an hour from before. This is 35. We got well over an hour.
England won, by the way. 1-0.
Hey.
1-0, bruv.
Yeah. Nice. What are you thinking of the football so far? All good? You enjoying what you've seen so far?
Line bikes are fucking amazing. Coming back from the film in that pod, downhill on that. Fucking bosh. I was only in like 8 minutes.
I love a good line.
They're expensive cunts, though, if you use them for like 2 minutes. It's like after 3 or 4 minutes or something, it still stays around £3.
Hmm.
If I use it just to go whip, then it's like, you know what I mean?
Well, it's £1 to unlock it, and it's 29p per minute after that.
£1 to unlock.
Yeah, as soon as you unlock it, it's £1. And then, and I like them. I use them all the fucking time.
Yeah, but for super short journeys.
I probably could have bought one of them bikes by now, man. The amount of money I've spent on fucking line bikes, yo.
Fucking jokes.
Bro, I cycled from Hackney to Ladbroke Grove all the way down the canal.
On a limage.
On a fucking line bike. I just pinged it down. I was bombing all the way down as well. It took me ages. And I think it cost like 28 quid or some shit. I should have just got a cab. I'm an idiot. But it was a fun little ride, man, last summer.
28 quid on a line bike, bro. He's minted. He's fucking minted.
And I dashed it in the canal when I was finished with it.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck.
Oh, fuck you. Look at that. To your mother's house.
All right, look, theme.
Bring the arms out.
I asked you for one of your favorite Eminem songs, and you said like the last verse of Criminal. I mean, you know, you didn't really think about it that much.
No, there wasn't a song.
It was a verse.
Barrage. I've always kind of had a little soft spot for this one.
So I was thinking,
the amount of rhymes in it, you know.
Well, we'll go out to this one, but obviously, with the YouTube, the people listening, you guys will be fine. But the YouTube might flag it and I might have to cut it out. So forgive me if that happens. But let's go out to the last verse of Criminal by Eminem from the Marshall Mathers EP, I think.
Arms House to Your Mother's House, episode 83. Do you get we?
Salute.
Theme in the PLACE.
Every Wednesday, new episodes. Arms House to Your Mum's House.
Every Wednesday, you look! Fucking subscribe and download it!
Arms House.
Thank you! Windows tinted on my ride when I drive in it. So when I rob a bank, run out and just dive in it. So I be disguised in it. And if anybody identifies the guy in it, I hide for 5 minutes. Come back, shoot the eyewitness.
Netflix.
I shave my nuts, tuck my dick in between my legs and cluck. You motherfucking chickens ain't brave enough to say the stuff I say, so this tape is shut. Shit after shit I say, I just make it up to make you mad. So kiss my white naked ass. And if it's not a rapper that I make it as, I'ma be a fucking rapist and a Jason mask. I'm a criminal.
Every time I write a rhyme, these people think it's a crime to tell them what's on my mind. I guess I'm a
criminal.
I don't gotta say a word, I just split in the bird and keep going. I don't take shit from nowhere.
You're a batty man if you don't subscribe to the on. It's coming round your house, snapping round the mouth. Dirty little batty man, you should subscribe to the on.
I'm a criminal. Every time I write a rhyme, these people think it's a crime to tell them what's on my mind. I guess I'm a
criminal.
I don't gotta say a word, I just split in the bird and keep going. I don't take shit from nowhere.
I'm a criminal.
Every time I write a rhyme, think it's a crime to tell them what's on my mind. I guess I'm a
criminal.
I don't gotta say a word. I just written a bird and keep going. I don't take shit from nowhere.
I'm a criminal.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?